Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here and you can shop it right from your couch. It's Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, score amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals. And get it all with fast and free shipping on everything. Yep, even the big stuff. Right to your door. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer. And did we mention they only last 5 days? So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the season before it fizzles out. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale now through July 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Big news! Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here. It's Black Friday in July. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Get our lowest prices of the summer for 5 days only. Plus, amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals with fast and free shipping site-wide. So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off now through July 28th.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All of mine shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's care to #250.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
I don't know that people connected with him emotionally as much as they did with R. Kelly. And in the music, I mean, Diddy's music, Diddy kind of sucked as a rapper. He really wasn't that great. But because he produced so many high-profile, very good artists and always had to have his name on the songs and I like this and whatever the hell he threw in there for a few words. I mean, he became more ingrained that way, but I don't feel that people made an emotional connection with him as strong as they did with some of the other folks that he brought up or that were around him. And that's where I feel like it's easier for someone who did grow up with the music, who you know, was very ingrained into the culture of it, and they see these allegations of what he has allegedly done and the people that he hurt. I don't know that there's a lot of people turning a blind eye to it and just thinking, oh, it's all consensual, considering what we've heard so far.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know either. And I hear you loud and clear. Like, and I can't disagree. I mean, the difference between the artist who's actually performing the music that touched you in a way that, you know, it affected your life in a positive way. Mm-hmm. I get that concept. But I mean, you could make the argument that for those people that happen to think that Biggie was one of the great artists of all time, which mm-hmm. I'm in that camp. Like,
yeah.
I love the Notorious B.I.G.
Sure, I agree. Me too.
And like, he's the, you know, the wunderkind of Diddy, man.
Well,
it's like when you look at the artists that he brought along mm-hmm. and that he discovered
yeah.
and turned into what they became, You know, I guess the question then becomes is like, are people aware of that? You know what I mean? Because because you're right. If you're taking the factor of like, he's not the guy who's doing the singing.
Yeah.
But he's the guy who's making the music.
He's a certain. Yeah. I mean, he's behind it. He's certainly a presence in it. But, you know, the
person. Yeah. I don't know if people do make that kind of connect.
If theoretically, let's say none of this happened, there's no charges against Diddy, we're back about a year ago before charges were made. Hell, let's take it back 10 years before anything, most of this ever really came to public light. Let's say Diddy got shot 10 years ago and died. I don't think we'd be seeing Diddy memorials on the sides of buildings and t-shirts and anything and everything you see today from Notorious B.I.G. or Tupac that are still flaunted around today, as, you know, these are really powerful black men who did some, have made some amazing music and really had a influence on the culture. I just don't think that there is that passion behind Diddy. And I think that's where I think a jury pool, honestly, is not going to be that hard to find that will be unbiased, even if they do like his music. I don't know. That's just kind of, he doesn't have that emotional raw connection with the audience, which is also why I think he also always had to feel like the only way I'm going to get this what I want with all this money that I have is I have to pay sex workers. I have to drug people. I have to have other people drug people and bring people in and basically kidnap them to keep them with me. I don't think that wasn't Biggie, that wasn't Tupac, that wasn't most people. But I think Diddy was always kind of the outcast, kind of the odd duck kid. And I think he still lived that insecurity throughout his life to a very extreme extent, which let him swing the pendulum the other way to make him go so extreme to the other side. But at the end of the day, still very empty, because despite all of his successes, despite all of his bringing all these people up in the world and making the impact that he did, I don't know that a lot of, you know, a majority of the audience ever looked back on Diddy and went, yeah, he did that. I think most people who aren't super into this the way we are investigating this and looking into this or being part of the music industry as I was for 20 years, most people look at Diddy, I think, today, or did before all this came back out and people started revisiting it, as the guy who was like, how you live in Biggie Smalls. And, you know, he plays that one line in the song. He does the, oh, I like this. He had a handful of songs that were all minor hits. And, you know, and he did the Come With Me song. You know, back in the Godzilla soundtrack, which that's the one song of Diddy I do like. But I don't know. It's a perspective thing. And I totally respect your side of it, too. It's just an interesting way of looking at how he's perceived versus, you know, someone else in the same sort of situation.
Yeah, no, man. And it's a fascinating fascinating conversation. And I don't disagree with you in that sense. Like, if I think it about, and I listen to quite a bit of hip hop, and mm-hmm. I always have. I've been like, you know, I'm old, man. So yeah. I'm like, I'm OG shit.
This was our stuff.
Yeah. So when that stuff was rolling out, you know, mid 80s, late 80s, early 90s. And, you know, when I kind of think about what I thought about Diddy is I didn't. So mm-hmm. to your point,
yeah,
like I never really gave him much thought one way or another. Obviously, I knew him mm-hmm. of him. I knew what he was doing. I knew his branding was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like when I was drinking Ciroc vodka, I fucking knew that was Diddy's shit.
I still drink Ciroc vodka and I like it.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I mean, the guy could make a brand.
Yeah.
You know, so you could be absolutely right in terms of how that translates. It may not translate to people at all. There could be no worry whatsoever because this guy, like, even though he had a massive social impact, it's like people didn't really know it was him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they certainly didn't have any kind of connection to him where they're like, you know, every time they took a drink of Ciroc, they felt real reminiscent about, my God, thank you, Diddy. Thank you for making this, this grape vodka. It's so,
but here's the deal with that, and this is just totally personal and side note. I liked Ciroc before Diddy had anything to do with it. I was drinking it before Diddy had become part owner and all that, and I liked it because it was different. It is good vodka because it's fermented from grapes. It's different.
Right. They but, don't make it. It's not a grain.
Yeah. So I never like, I mean, I connected it with Diddy a bit after he started, you know, doing the commercials and he's riding the jet ski around drinking a bottle of Ciroc, because who doesn't do that?
I do it every weekend.
Oh, hi, officer on the boat patrol. I'm just drinking some Ciroc. I saw Diddy do it. I'd assumed it was okay.
It's got the cool jewel in the bottle, officer. Don't you see that? It's like, yeah. No, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. But like, that's what makes the case so fascinating, right? Yeah. It's like all of these aspects of it, you know, will those kind of things come into play? I don't know. Maybe not. You know, it's like, I think if he gets a jury of 12 middle-aged white folks, that he's fucked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think if he gets a jury of his peers, you know, or he's got, you know, four black people, eight white people, and the black people are more in tune with culturally what he meant to black people.
Mm-hmm.
You could have a problem, man. You know,
almost,
I'm just saying,
almost
like
OJ-ish. Are you saying kind of where it's like, we don't care. We kind of think you did this, but you were such a strong figure and influence in our community, basically jury nullification,
is what I'm suggesting because I mean, and again, like Diddy just dwarfs anything that OJ may have brought to the fucking table. Like AJ, like OJ is like doing what, the Avis commercials, and was like a really good running back for the Bills.
Yeah.
Right. So, but like in terms of kind of turning the world on its head, I mean, the guy really is the one of the primary reasons that rap was able to, and hip hop was able to break through and become mainstream.
Sure.
I mean, like the impact that he had kind of like on that level is massive.
Yeah. I mean,
but like you said, like people may not know that, you know what I mean?
No, I agree. And he certainly did break down walls. I worked in Wisconsin in radio, at a top 40 in Green Bay and some other areas, up there, over the years when he was at his peak, when these songs, the hits were coming out, and it was a very white top 40 type station. So like talking the station, like in the early 2000s is still playing Def Leppard over like new Diddy or new, you know, insert, black artist here who has a really good hit song because, you know, essentially of some of the higher ups and advertisers being a bit racist. And it was like, well, if you play that rap stuff, we're not going to advertise. That's just how it was. And it drove us nuts who were on the air and in programming. Cause it's like, the audience wants this music, but if we ever did get some of those songs through on a station that barely played rap, even if it's the number one song, it would have been Diddy, typically. Maybe Eminem, 50 Cent on a good day. But there was so much other music. Like, we weren't playing 112. We weren't playing, like, Missy. We weren't playing any of that stuff because it was deemed to be, you know, too black, as stupid as that was. And again, I hated it. I did not stand behind that. I was always fighting for it. But yeah, I mean, but to get your point, he broke through. He was one of the few artists that even the super white culture was like, oh, he's safe enough. You know, he's doing a Diana Ross song in the background. And they thought it'd be a little more safe. I don't know. It was stupid. But yeah, he certainly was the one who did break through and opened that door for being eventually, you got to break these stations down and go, look, you got to play this stuff. It's hit songs. People love it. But yeah, he was at the forefront of that without a doubt.
100%. And it's not just the songs themselves, but it's the beats.
Oh, yeah.
Like I mean, like the beats, like these producers that make beats that are just these beats that are so catchy that you're immediately, you know, just waiting for whatever the hook's going to be in the song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's the beat that draws you in. And it's like, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how it shakes out. It'll be interesting to see what the jury veneer is made up of in terms of who's going to sit on that jury. You know, I mean, it's in Southern District.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Manhattan. So it's like, it'll be, the whole thing's fascinating, man. Really is.
Off of the federal indictment, Diddy recently filed that $50 million defamation lawsuit against an attorney, against someone making allegations of having some of these tapes, which the federal indictment talks about the tapes exist. And also Nexstar Media, who owns News Nation, for some of the comments, some of the allegations that were coming out on Banfield. I don't know where this is going to go, but seeing what we're seeing now with the superseding indictment, the federal government basically semi-describing the videos that they are in possession of, where do you think that goes at this point? Or was it all just kind of a strategic move to try and get a little bit of positivity over here and induce a little bit of doubt of, wow, he's suing for $50 million. He must really think these videos don't exist when, well, they kind of do. And if you're going to go into a civil suit like this, again, that opens up a lot of discovery for even more information and depositions and such.
That's the big thing.
Yeah.
Cause we talked about this. Like,
yeah.
I think you brought up like a month or 2 months
ago. Yeah. Yeah. It's been for a little while. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you're like, well, does he file a defamation suit? And I'm like, well, I mean, if he does, you know, the defense defamation is it's the truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and like, so again, it's going to bring in that whole concept of they're going to get to depose him.
Yeah.
The other side, whoever's defending the case. And, you know, he's going to have to sit there. And you just like to think in the world that we live in, where you cannot go anywhere where somebody is not on their phone filming. Mm-hmm. Like it's, and if you think that you've got people in these parties or that were in protection mode, like people at some point you become as an individual, if you're under the thumb of Diddy,
mm-hmm.
Like you've got to start protecting yourself in some way.
Yeah.
And most people that are going to be in the inner circle with him are probably not going to be super thick people in terms of not smart. Like mm-hmm. they've probably got some smarts about them if you're in his inner circle. Cause I don't imagine that he was surrounding himself with idiots, you know? So point being that at some point those people had to have been like, man, I got to protect myself if the shit goes down on this thing. Like at some point, you know, like you've got to be thinking like, how long can this guy get away with this shit?
He did for so long, you know, and I think that's people thought he was Teflon, and you get to a level of comfort and conditioning, essentially going, no, nothing's going to take this guy down. Can't stop, won't stop until you get stopped.
That's it, man.
And that's where it ends.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Big news! Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here. It's Black Friday in July. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Get our lowest prices of the summer for 5 days only. plus amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals with fast and free shipping site-wide. So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off now through July 28th.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.